I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, February 25th. Quincy Public Schools are closed for a third day in a row today as the city continues to clean up after Monday's blizzard. All after-school sports and extracurricular activities are also canceled today, but city officials say Quincy schools will be open on Thursday. DPW crews will be clearing snow from around schools to allow for the reopening of schools on Thursday, and snow removal will also continue around the main business districts, MBTA stations, and other high pedestrian areas all week. Quincy received 21 inches of snow, according to the National Weather Service. National Grid reports that power has been fully restored in Quincy. Close to 5,000 customers were without power during the height of the storm. Now, the snow emergency parking ban remains in effect in Quincy, meaning parking is allowed on the odd-numbered side of side streets only and is banned on posted main roadways. Curbside collection of trash and recycling is delayed one day for the rest of the week. Quincy firefighters are out clearing snow from hydrants and ask the public for help in clearing out hydrants from around your property. Thousands of customers are still without power, and restoration could take until the end of the week, officials warned. After the blizzard delivered damaging winds and heavy bands of snow, hundreds of thousands of customers remained without power yesterday, according to MEMA. Governor Healey yesterday said that she'll be asking the utilities to give customers actual timelines on when they can expect their power to be restored. Eversource predicted they will restore power to all affected customers by Friday at 11:59 p.m. As of 4:30 yesterday, a company spokesperson said they have restored power to more than 185,000 customers since the storm began, including more than 43,000 customers since yesterday morning. 211,000 Eversource customers are still without power. Despite hundreds of crews staged across the state by both Eversource and National Grid, restoration efforts were slowed by the dangerous conditions. Utility crews from Maine, New York, New Hampshire, New Jersey, and Texas were also deployed to Cape Cod to assist in restoring power. A travel ban in southeastern Massachusetts was lifted at noon yesterday, a day after a blizzard left some towns with more than 3 feet of snow. Governor Healey had issued the ban on non-essential motor vehicle travel in Bristol, Plymouth, Barnstable, and Dukes counties on Monday afternoon during the storm. There are still some local travel restrictions in New Bedford, Fall River, Brockton, and other towns in southeastern Massachusetts. The governor called for the travel ban to help support snow removal operations in those areas. Some vehicles were exempt from the travel ban, including emergency workers, patients traveling to receive urgent care, and those supporting operations to provide critical services. The governor declared a state of emergency on Sunday ahead of the storm and activated 200 members of the Massachusetts National Guard. An additional 150 members were activated on Monday. The state of emergency remains in effect for all counties except for Berkshire, Hampden, Hampshire, and Franklin in western Massachusetts. A roof collapsed at the former Sacred Heart High School in Kingston yesterday. Fire officials say the weight of the snow likely caused the cave-in. Fire officials say the old building has been closed for several years. The roof over the former gym collapsed, taking down half the building. No injuries were reported. Well, after the greater Boston area was pummeled with snow, the MBTA anticipates it will be mostly back to normal today. Regular weekday service will resume across all lines, with the exception of the Fall River-New Bedford commuter rail line, which will run on a modified weekday schedule. Keolis Commuter Services, the T's commuter rail operator, said the reduced Fall River-New Bedford schedule is due to the South Coast being hit the hardest by the storm. The T is continuing cleanup efforts and has encouraged people to plan for extra time in their commutes. check business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow rose 370 points. NASDAQ is up 236, and the S&P added 52. Asian shares mostly rose. The dollar was up. The euro rose, and oil at $66 a barrel. Sports. Celtics beat the Suns 97-81. Take on the Nuggets in Denver tonight at 10. Forecast from the National Weather Service is calling for some scattered snow showers this morning with a high of 38 degrees. An inch of accumulation is possible. Clearing out this evening, lows drop to the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 39. Same thing on Friday, sunny and a high of 39. The forecast for Saturday right now, mostly sunny with a high 48 degrees. The marine forecast is calling for 2-foot waves, winds south at 15 to 20, becoming southwest, 10 to 15 knots with gusts to 25, and a high tide at 5:52 p.m. Sunrise 6:25, sets at 5:28. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, February 25th.